And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Ding, ding.
How about we can just watch basketball?
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Jared Weiss. You'll never guess who I'm joined by this time. It is Mo DeKeel for the 400th day in a row. Mo, let's go out to Denver. Phoenix Suns came to town, and not much suspense here because you know what happens when the Phoenix Suns come to town. They win. They clinched the best record in the NBA. They're already 60-14. They already have 60 wins. They win 140-130. One name for this game, Devin Booker.
He was unbelievable. Like, there was no other way to kind of say it. You know, he dropped 49 tonight, 16-25 shooting, had 43 after three quarters. I felt like he got tired, Jared, a little bit in the fourth quarter. And, you know, it was pretty impressive watching him perform because it was like big time plays. Things like stealing a rebound from Jokic and finding Ayton for a lob, ripping a rebound out of Jamichael Green's hands, going up for the and one. It was like plays like that where it was like, these are really high effort plays from Devin Booker. And I was really just kind of impressed watching him. Not that I'm never not impressed watching him. He's pretty good at this game, but he was just kind of, the right word is electric tonight. I felt like he had a urgency on everything he was doing. It was like he was super locked in.
I love how you said that he looked tired in the fourth quarter where he had like four dimes in 2 minutes at the end of the fourth to basically win the game for them. Him and CP just completely tore the Denver defense apart in the fourth quarter because Denver was leading most of this game up until that huge run at the end of the fourth.
It's what Phoenix does. I think after this game, they have now 30 wins in clutch situations. This is what they do. Stay close. Keep it rolling. Comes down to the final 5 minutes. We're going to work. And odds are you can't stop us. And for the most part, teams can't stop them.
That's very true. So, okay. Devin Booker, he had 49 points, 16 for 25 shooting, 15 for 17 from the field, and 10 dimes. He almost had a 50-10 game. And he had three steals and a block. Only two turnovers. And, you know, handling the ball to Hunt in 39 minutes. I've been waiting for the Suns to have some sort of lull because teams have lulls. It's a long NBA season. And you got Devin Booker having like a perfect game right when the season's about to end. Is Phoenix chugging along? That's a crappy question. Whatever. Phoenix, are they going to win the championship at this rate?
They're my team to win the championship. And I've been saying this for quite a while now. You know, I look at this team and I feel like they're head and shoulders above everybody else. Doesn't matter who's in and out of the lineup. They get CP back after 15 games. And let's be honest, did they really miss him? They'll need him in the playoffs, but did they really miss him?
I mean, they barely lost without him.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're just rolling with everything that they have and how they've been kind of keeping things going this season. The way they've approached this whole season has been very businesslike. And you watch them play and it's just like, man, I just can't see anybody beating them 4 out of 7 times in a playoff series.
Yeah, I mean, a big part of that is Mikal Bridges. Bridges, he's had a good offensive season. He obviously is one of the best wing defenders in the game. This game, he had 22 points on 8-for-9 shooting, which is just insane. It's incredible to see how his game, he's a two-way player that's rounded out on the offensive end, and he's really rounded out. Like, he looks so much more comfortable on the ball than he did even a year ago.
He's just, again, continuing that growth and growing at a level where you're just like, man, he's their other guy. I'm going to keep saying this about Phoenix. They just all fit so well together. They all know their roles. They all know where they need to be on the court, how to play together, how to work together, everything like that. If he's having a bad night, somebody else is going to step up for him. And I think, you know, just that's who the Phoenix Suns have been all year, Jared, and I don't expect that to change come playoff time.
Okay, so Denver, they shot 59.3% from the field, 46.9% from three. They had 27 dimes, still lost this game. I mean, that's a hell of an offensive performance, but I mean, hey, Phoenix shot 60% from the field. So, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Mainly defense was optional tonight, but the big thing for the Nuggets were the turnovers, right? Just so you know, the Phoenix Suns had 8 turnovers as a team. Jokic had 8 turnovers just on his own.
Spectacular.
And the Suns had 30 points off of 17 Denver Nuggets turnovers. That's the game. That's the whole difference in that game. Nuggets lost by 10, and there were 30 points right there. I mean, that's the whole deal. It's a tough night there, and maybe it's a little bit of fatigue setting in and things like that. I thought Aaron Gordon was really good for the Nuggets, but eventually, you know, it's just you're seeing it a little bit, some tired legs with some of these games that they're playing down the stretch, and it's getting a little bit worrisome now with the Nuggets.
It is. And hey, Jokic, he was good offensively in the fourth quarter, at least. You know, Gordon, he didn't do a ton at the end. The disappointment, I think, was Bones Highland was incredible for the first three quarters of this game. Didn't really get much in at the end, but he had that really nice shot at the buzzer at the end of the third quarter. That gave him, I think it was 23 points, 4-for-8 shooting from deep. I mean, Highland got to the line 9 times tonight. I mean, he kind of did like just about everything he could out there on top of obviously bringing his defensive impact.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, he's good, dude. Like, this is part of this rookie class. Like, we're going to get to it in our next game. This is an unbelievable rookie class. There's not much else to say, and I think he's part of it. You know, and he's going to be a great lift for the Nuggets down the stretch in terms of off-the-bench oomph and things like that. And, you know, the one thing you got to say is you just got to hope Michael Malone's going to trust him a little more and give him a little bit of a longer leash.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Out in Toronto, the Raptors beat the Cavs 117-104. These two teams are now tied at 41-32. The Cavs are ahead in a tiebreak at this point, which is crucial because that keeps them in the sixth seed and out of the play-in tournament facing the Brooklyn Nets, or maybe the Hornets or Hawks, but probably the Nets. This was a big game for Pascal Siakam, who did not start off well this year and has been incredible in 2022. He had 35 points, shot 6-for-7 from deep, and at 6 times.
He was on fire from deep. I don't think I've ever seen Siakam shoot it this well from three in a game. Now, granted, I haven't watched every Toronto Raptor game, so Raptor fans, chill out. But 6-for-7, still absurd, you know, and he was getting clean looks. The Cavs defense was not really tight. They were rotating off the strong side corner over and over again, and he's getting wide, wide open looks, Jared. And once he started to fall, man, you could just feel the rim get bigger and bigger to him, you know, and it felt like he just, everything I throw up, it's going in, and he was dominant tonight.
You know, the Raptors, it's weird. They seem like they're getting hot at all these moments, and you're just waiting for them to ascend the standings. Never quite happens. What do you think has been the missing piece that prevents that from happening while we're seeing Siakam having these big nights and, you know, getting Player of the Week nominations over and over again?
You know, for me, at the end of the day, the thing that's going to be tough for the Raptors to overcome is just their lack of a center, you know, and they play a very fun style, very switchy team. Everybody's pretty much the same size. They all are super long, but I think just having like one true dominant center is kind of the issue. And then their offense from time to time tends to stall out in the half court. And I think those are the things that are going to kind of hold them back. But Jared, I think they're going to overtake the Cavs. This was a huge win for them. This was a very important game in the sense just for to try to get out of the play-in tournament. The Cavs have won the season series, so that's over and done with. But being able to beat Cleveland here and now tie the record, now it's just a matter of, hey, we just got to make sure we one up Cleveland. That's all we got to do. And I think they're going to do it, man. I think they're going to work their way out of the play-in tournament.
I agree with you. Let's get over to Cleveland side. So Darius Garland, he had 18 points and 10 dimes. Lauri Markkanen had 20 points. He had a nice game. But nobody else, you know, Lamar Stevens, he had 16. But nobody else I really felt like was bringing it offensively for them. They just don't seem like they're quite there like they were before.
Yeah, I mean, the offense, to me, though, wasn't the big issue. It was their defense. They got torched in transition defense, Jared. Like, they got crushed. They gave up, I think it was 17 first-half transition points right there. And a lot of it was just getting beat down the floor over and over again. That was their problem there. Defensively, they were leaving the strong side corner, like I mentioned earlier. Just a lot of weird things there in how everything was going about it. And finally, you know, the Raptors finished with 21 fast break points. That's going to be tough, you know, to overcome there. I thought their offense was okay, not great. We're used to a little bit better showing from them offensively, but their defense was just not really there.
Last game for us in New Orleans. They get it done against the reeling Chicago Bulls. 126-109 win with a big night from the backcourt. Devontae Graham and CJ McCollum combining for 55 points.
This was one of those games. It was pretty close. And then it swung with New Orleans going, I think, on a 12-0 run. First off, there was a four-point swing where Caruso's bringing the ball up the court in transition, turns the ball over. Alvarado finds Larry Nance Jr., who's running down the lane for a big dunk. And then he tricks Caruso. He's sneaking behind the baseline. Jared, did you see this? They inbound the ball. Caruso has no idea. Alvarado's right behind him. He comes running in from behind. Doesn't steal the ball, but it forces Caruso to kind of pick up the ball. Ends up being a travel in the backcourt. Pelicans score on the next possession. I mean, they went on that run, and the Bulls never really made it a game after that.
Yeah, big night for Jose Alvarado. He had 15 points in 7 dimes and 3 steals. Let's give him a 4th steal for forcing that turnover there. I mean, I just love the deviousness of it. He's the ultimate kind of like crafty dude, and you love watching. His story's been amazing, but you just love watching these guys that kind of come out of nowhere, and they do it by just like doing all the silly little stuff like that.
It was pretty amazing and fun to watch on that end. But credit to New Orleans. I want to talk a little bit about Chicago here, Jared. And Zach LaVine started out really well. He was on fire. Eventually, though, you know, gets a little bit cold, took a couple of bad shots down the stretch and things like that. But this loss right here has put Chicago one game away from falling into the play-in tournament. Like, I know it seems a little bit weird considering how good Chicago was at one point. I know the injuries and everything that's happened. Jared, they're right there. They are literally one game away from falling into the play-in tournament. It would be wild if they went from what? Where were they most of the season? Second?
They were like in first place for a while.
They're going to fall into the play-in tournament? That would be insane.
So insane that Mo Dekil just couldn't keep it together. And now we got DeMar DeRozan is out with a mild groin strain. You know, like to have their best, well, I mean, you could argue their best player between him and obviously Ayo Dosunmu or maybe Zach LaVine, but like they have gone really far with Nick Vucevic not performing up to par. You know, that's impressive. They get Caruso back. Caruso's looking pretty good, but like he had 5 fouls in this game. Kobe White, he had 23 points. He fouled out of this game. The rotation is not solidified the way it was before. And you look at their last 10 games, they are 3-7. Every other team up above them has been really hot or at least very good in, you know, over the last month or so, and they've just been falling and falling and falling. The space between them and the Celtics and the Sixers ahead of them is now up at 3.5 games. They're not getting back there. So now they're really just in a relegation battle at this point down to the play-in.
Right, and they have a big game coming up on Saturday night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, this could really end up being a situation where it's not out of the realm of possibility. They got a tough schedule still. They got to play the Heat, the Bucks, and Celtics three games in a row. That's the lineup right there. I'm just saying it now. I'll start raising the alarm bells right now. There's a chance that the Bulls can fall into the play-in tournament if the other two teams take care of their business and the Bulls drop a couple more games.
It's incredible that they have the Heat, Bucks, and Celtics all in a row. It's unbelievable. They're up, I think, 2-1 on the Cavs in the season series right now. But if they lose, then they get tied. And both teams have a 9-5 division record. So I'm not even sure what the tiebreaker would be at that point.
I believe it's like conference record afterwards.
Conference record.
And also, the Bulls are like, what, 0-1,000 against all the top teams in the East? Like, that's a bad situation for them. It's fascinating for us. It's going to be a great storyline. But I'd be nervous if I'm a Bulls fan.
And just to look at the conference record, 27-18 for the Bulls. Cavs are 24-20. Raptors are 25-20. Now they have enough Eastern Conference games that they could lose that advantage, but they are at least holding on to that. And yeah, if the Bulls at least can right the ship a little bit here, then they are well positioned to be able to hold on to this. But yeah, they're in trouble, and the show's in trouble. So let's end it here. I'm Jared Weiss. He's Mo DeKeel. Brian Smith is our producer. This is the Athletic NBA Show. The NBA Daily Ding. Take us out, Mo.
Ding, ding.